Good morning, beautiful people. Thank you very much for inviting me to be part of this service this morning. I have a short message to share with you, and thereafter there will be an opportunity for everybody who wants to take part. If you are married, in a short ceremony to renew marriage vows, and it is really open for anybody who's married. There's no requirement, and it's going to be a very simple, short ceremony. So I want to set your minds at ease. You're just going to repeat after me a short sentence where you basically just proclaim that you're recommitting yourself to your marriage vows that you took on your wedding day. And for some of us, it's a good thing because that was way, way back. And we can't remember anymore what we promised. So it's a good thing to do that. If it sounds like a foreign concept, I want to encourage you to take part because that is something that you can actually do every day. There's nothing to it. It's just to say, listen, I'm recommitting to something that's very precious to me that I promised on our wedding day. I'm just recommitting to that. I'm just saying that I'm still in this, and that is all. And then I'll give you, another short thing that we'll do, but you won't have to do anything by yourself, and it's not going to expose you. You're just going to stand up there where you are comfortable, turn towards each other, and once we've recommitted, you'll just repeat the sentence after me, and then you're just going to answer yes to a question. You're going to answer to each other, and then there will be an opportunity for those of you who have rings, and you can remove them. Then you'll have an opportunity to remove them and put them back on again. If you cannot, you can just hold hands. And then there will be a wonderful opportunity to kiss each other, and all the rest of us will close our eyes. Yeah, but the whole idea is to do it, you know, with the same enthusiasm that you did it way, way back. So, I like that. So that's what we're going to do this morning. Are you up for that? I hope so. So I thought it fitting to share with you a short message from John chapter 2, an account of a wedding. So if you have your Bible, whether digitally or like this one, you can open up at John chapter 2 if you want to read with me. Before I read, there's something interesting about weddings in the sense that people love to tell stories about weddings. Who agree with me? People love to tell stories about weddings. People who were guests at a wedding will soon after find themselves in a conversation. And in that conversation, at some point, they will say something like, I was at a wedding the other day. And you won't guess who was there too. Or I was at a wedding the other day and you will never believe what happened. Or I was at a wedding the other day and you know it was one of my favorite weddings. Let me tell you why. People love telling stories about weddings. And let me tell you, they told stories about your wedding. You can believe me. Even the Bible. And we're going to read one such an account of a wedding in John chapter 2. Now, why this particular account of a wedding is one of my absolute favorites is because there are five keys to a successful marriage and relationship. If you're not married today, take notes because it applies to relationships in general as well. There are five keys to success in a marriage in that chapter, slightly hidden and by implication. I'm going to share those with you. So it'll be exciting as we read the chapter for you to see if you can see those keys in John chapter 2. Let's read that chapter or that story from verse 1 to verse 11. Let me just pray first, if you don't mind. Lord God, thank you for your word. And thank you for the privilege that we are able to read from your word this morning. Lord, we want to digest it. We want to take it in, and we pray that you will bless us as we read your word and as we take it in, Lord, that it will change us. I pray that your word will become alive this morning and that we will be completely blessed by it. Thank you, Lord God, in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, here we go. You will notice that this account of a wedding follows basically the same format of the questions or the things that I just said. I was at a wedding, and you won't believe who was there too. Jesus was there with his disciples. You will never guess what happened. Yes, water and wine. And it was a favorite because you will notice all of those things in this scripture. On the third day, a wedding took place in Cana in Galilee. Jesus' mother was there, you see, and Jesus and his disciples had also been invited to the wedding. When the wine was gone, that's an interesting phrase. It almost seems like it like disappeared or something. When it was gone, I would have thought when it was finished. Jesus' mother said to him, "They have no more wine." "Dear woman, why do you involve me?" Jesus replied, "My time has not yet come." His mother said to the servants, "Do whatever he tells you." Nearby stood 6 stone water jars, the kind used by the Jews for ceremonial washing, each holding from 20 to 30 gallons. I don't know how many bottles of wine that is, but it sounds like quite a bit, eh? Jesus said to the servants, "Fill the jars with water." So they filled them to the brim. Then he told them, "Now draw some out and take it to the master of the banquet." They did so, and the master of the banquet tasted the water that had been turned into wine. He did not realize where it had come from, though the servants who had drawn the water knew. Then he called the bridegroom aside and said, "Everyone brings out choice wine first, and then the cheaper wine after the guests has had too much to drink. But you saved the best till now." This, the first of his miraculous signs Jesus performed at Cana in Galilee. He thus revealed his glory, and his disciples put their faith in him. 5 keys to a successful marriage in that scripture that we read. The first key, let me share that with you. The first one, Jesus cared enough to get involved. He did not turn his back on them. He did not leave. He actually got involved because he cared. And that is the first key for a successful marriage, is to remember that God cares about you. He cares about your marriage, and he wants to be involved. And the way that we use that key in our marriage or in our relationships is to welcome God's involvement. To pray as a couple and say, "Lord God, we welcome your involvement. We embrace it. We look forward to your guidance. We do not want to go at it alone." That is the way that you use that key. But that key goes a little bit further even, in that one can say as a couple that we want to follow Jesus' example, by caring enough that we remain involved in each other's lives. We never want to allow separation. We want to remain involved because we care, which means that sometimes we will do things together. You want to do something, and I'm going to do it with you because I want to stay involved. Why? Because I care. I want to follow Jesus' example. And when we cannot do things together, we will at least be fully aware of what our partner is going through. We will be fully aware of our partner's challenges, responsibilities, setbacks, and victories and dreams and so on and so forth, there's always involvement. I never want to allow any kind of separation. That is the first key. God wants to be involved because He cares about you. He wants to get involved in your relationships. Embrace that, allow that, and look forward to His guidance every day. That is the first key. The second key, Jesus did a miracle. A marriage, a relationship is a place where God loves to do miracles. And the way that one uses this key is to be open to the miracles that God does in your marriage. Let me tell you, we take things for granted too easily. And we miss the miracles that God does out of the goodness of His heart, out of His love, because He's involved. The way that you use this key is to be open to those blessings. I expected this much and I received this much. I expected it two weeks from now and we received it today. I didn't expect anything and yet look what we got. And you take it for granted. You just let it go by. In the meantime, it's God being involved and doing miracles. And one should be open to see that, to notice that, and to what? To celebrate them. Celebrate the blessings of God, the miracles that He does without you even noticing it. But if you're going to be open, you will be amazed. And you will turn to each other and you will say, "My love, another tiny miracle in our relationship. Let's celebrate it with a hug." You see, it's much more adventurous and exciting to fill your marriage with celebrations than to take everything for granted. Let me tell you. Who wants that kind of relationship? Yes, that's what we are looking for. Was that the second one? So we're getting to the third one. The third key. The best wine was served last. The best wine was served last. The key here is that God has His best in store for the two of you. God has His best in store for the two of you. Sometimes in a relationship, we're looking for something. We're looking for a breakthrough. We're looking for a blessing. And who has experienced that God's time often is not our time? And you're waiting and waiting and waiting. Yeah, like what was said here earlier this morning. And that we as a couple will hold each other's hands and say, it may not yet have happened, but we must remember God has His best in store for us. And it will happen at the very best time. Let's hold on to that key and put our faith in that. And then we take it one step further again, like Jesus did at the wedding, where He gave the best wine. We follow His example as a couple and we give the best of ourselves to each other. You see, in your daily life, as you go through your work schedule, as you're busy with life during the day, life will demand the best of all you've got. Who agree with me? And then when you get home, the scraps are left for your spouse. This key says no. As I go through my day, I will give my best to what life demands. But all the while, I will remind myself that I'm keeping the very a little bit of the best for my spouse, for later. A little bit of the best of my love. A little bit of the best of my patience. A little bit of the best of my understanding. A little bit of the best of my support. A little bit of the best of my humor. I will hold back for my spouse. Just smile at me like this. Yeah. I don't want to ask the question really, but some of you that are married, does your partner come home like this? Well, you can look forward to tomorrow afternoon. Because your spouse is going to keep a little bit of the best of his humor for you. And who knows what else. So tomorrow during the day, you can text each other saying, I've got a surprise waiting for you, my dear. Because I'm keeping some of the best of myself for you. Isn't this a wonderful key? Yeah. God is keeping his best for us and we're following in that example. Key number three. Shall we move on to key number four? Are you getting something here? The fourth key, water in wine. Water changed into wine. Something, wat is die woord dat ek nou hier gebruik het? Something ordinary was changed into something extraordinary. Something ordinary changed into something extraordinary. Let me tell you, a marriage is a place where the ordinary changes into the extraordinary. Please listen to what is said here now. You will be busy with something ordinary. You'll be busy drinking an early morning cup of coffee together. It's an ordinary event. But because you are doing it together, it changes from ordinary to extraordinary. Because you're doing it with the love of your life. Because you're doing it with the person that you chose. Because you're doing it with this absolutely special human being. And you can look at each other in between each coffee sip and smile at this person, because let me tell you, there will come a day when that person is not there anymore. And then you will look back and you will say, fortunately, I made the best of every moment. And every ordinary moment changed into something extraordinary because I did it with you. You will be driving somewhere together and it is an ordinary event. But because you're doing it together, it changes into something extraordinary. Because you can drive and while doing that, put your hand on your spouse's leg, it changes to something special. You'll take a 30-minute stroll. It's something ordinary. But because I can hold your hand while I do it, it becomes something extraordinary. It all depends how you look at it. It all depends to what extent you are willing to see the special in what is happening and stop taking things for granted. Everything ordinary will change into something extraordinary. Nothing wrong with every now and then saying to each other, I'm so glad I can have this coffee with you by my side. I can drive somewhere with you in the car next to me. We can take a stroll and I can hold your hand. And whatever else you do that is ordinary, it can become something extraordinary. And the very last key, are you ready for that? Jesus never sent them a bill. He never invoiced them. He never said, I expect full payment by tomorrow. He gave them the very best out of his caring, unconditionally. And the way that we use this key in relationships and in our marriage is whenever we do something for the other person, we do it unconditionally. We don't expect anything back. We just do it because we care, because we want to be involved, because we are grateful, and because we are thankful for everything ordinary that changes into something extraordinary. Five keys from John chapter 2. Isn't that wonderful? I hope you took notes or you will help each other to remember. In the beginning, when I started this message, I said that stories are being told about weddings. Wouldn't it be great if stories are also told about marriages? Won't it be great, you know, stories were told about your wedding. Won't it be great if one day stories are told about your marriage? If your kids or your grandkids tell each other one day stories about the way that your marriage inspired them. The way that your marriage was an example. The way that your marriage was something to look up to because you had five keys from John chapter 2 that you lived by. That's what we need to aim for. That's what the world needs. That is what will glorify the name of Jesus. Are we open to do that? I'm excited. We come now to the part where we want to give you an opportunity to just recommit to your marriage vows. And I think the kids need to join us. Well, okay. So I don't know how that happens. Do I just say it and it happens? I'm excited. I don't know if you're excited. Who's excited with me? Who has a little bit of energy here in his... Okay, while we're waiting for the kids, let me just rehash what we're going to do now. I'm going to give you an opportunity. Please don't feel pressured. And please don't pressure your partner. Don't injure your partner. Come on. An elbow is a very powerful weapon. Don't use your elbow to apply pressure at this moment. But for those of you, you can quickly turn to each other and you can ask each other, are we going to do this? And if the both of you agree, and if you don't, please don't worry about it. If you don't feel comfortable to do it this morning, then you don't. You remain seated and relax. However, it is a wonderful opportunity. So what we're going to do is I'm going to ask you to stand, but not now when the kids are here. And then you're going to just stand there as a couple wherever you are, whether 1 year married or 50 years, doesn't matter. And then I'm going to repeat the sentence and you're just going to repeat after me. Today I recommit to my marriage vows, and I'm going to read it so that I don't make a mistake. And then you're just going to repeat that while holding hands. Repeat that to each other. Yeah. And then thereafter, I'm going to just read the five keys that I've just shared with you. And then all I'm going to do is ask you if you agree and commit to those keys. That's it. You're going to just ask the answer yes. And then the whole ring thing. So he's going to put that back on your finger. Yes. And then the kiss, guys. Yeah. And then we're done. Then I'm going to pray for you. I would like to bless you in prayer. And then I'll hand back the microphone. Then we finished. Have the kids returned yet? Busy. So have you asked your partner whether he or she's going to join you yet? Yeah. I'm just suddenly wondering if one can do it alone. I don't think so, though. It would be better if you do it, the both of you, yeah. Holding hands. It just sounds better. Yeah. I think they were very far away, huh? There we go. Things are happening here. Kids, you can join your families. Is this water for me?
Yes.
Thank goodness.
Tasted before.
I turn into wine.
Then I need more. Gallons.
I'm so anxious. I can't wait, man. Can we go for it? The kids can just join in. All right, let's get to the moment. So if you're both in agreement, then you can please just stand. And the rest of us will just sit lekker in our seats. And you can turn to each other and you can take hands. Take each other's hands. Turn to each other. Take each other's hands. What a wonderful opportunity. And when you're ready, and there's now also kids, so there's some family noises and kids' noises, and that is wonderful. It's not going to upset us. All right, if you are ready, I will say the sentence, and you will please repeat after me while looking at your spouse. Are we ready? Please repeat after me. Today I reaffirm the vows I made on our wedding day, and I look forward to the next chapter on our journey together. Let me read the five keys and then I'm going to ask you whether you're willing to commit to them. Based on the message this morning, do you also commit to the following, that you will always welcome and embrace God's involvement in your marriage, and that you will always try to care enough to remain involved in all areas of each other's lives? Number two, that you will always try to see blessings, whether big or small, as miracles, and that you will celebrate it in fitting ways. Number three, that you will every day try to give each other the best of your time, energy, understanding, support, respect, humor, love, forgiveness and kindness. That you will always try to enjoy how ordinary moments become extraordinary moments because you are together. That you will always try, number five, to remember that when you do something for your spouse, it is unconditional without expectation to receive something back. What is your answer? Please answer towards each other. At this point, if you can remove your ring, I would encourage you to do that and then just place those rings back on each other's fingers as a physical symbol of your recommitment to your marriage vows this morning. A precious, special moment today. Once you've done the ring things, you are allowed a short embrace and a kiss to celebrate this moment together. And please remain standing. Please remain standing. Some of us is still busy with a kiss. Takes a while. The rest of us, will you please extend your hands towards the couples that are standing with me? I would like to pray a blessing over them. Lord God, as we extend our hands to all the couples standing who just renewed and recommitted themselves to their marriage vows, we want to bless them in Jesus' name. Lord God, we pray the best of your blessings upon them in this next chapter of their marriages together. In Jesus' name, amen.